Good afternoon. We're here to announce the Pro Football Writers Association Pittsburgh Chapter Awards for the 2017 season. The Joe Green Great Performance Award is handed out annually to the Steelers' top rookie and is named after legendary Hall of Famer Joe Green. This year, it's Juju Smith-Schuster won the award. He had a tremendous year. Not finished yet. Still got one more game left, but he had 49 catches, 774 yards, 6 touchdowns. He missed 2 games in Juju Sunday. Get 12 catches for 136 and 3. He can be the all-time leader and rookie for the Pittsburgh. So keep that in mind. So without anything else, I present you the Pittsburgh chapter of the Pro Football Writers Association. Joe Green, Great Performance Award winner. Juju Smith-Schuster, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to say thank you. It's an honor. It's a blessing. Honestly, without, Ben and the O-linemen and my teammates, it means a lot. But, I mean, to be honored and to be, named after one of the greatest players who ever came through this facility, Joe Green. Obviously, I give it up to all the other rookies, They played their butt off. And, like I said, there's one more game left, and we still got to keep fighting, and I appreciate it.
Do you have a favorite moment
from this year that stands out to you? I would just say this whole year, honestly. I didn't see myself coming in. I mean, I saw myself coming in with the opportunity to play and, to play right away, but I didn't see myself having the year that I'm having now. So I would say, all of it, to Chris Ball, just, game-winning kicks, to the last drive, to win the game, so pretty much everything.
Where do you think you've grown the most since you first got here in May?
Honestly, I would say my maturity. Me being young and me always having fun, that's just how I am. I think being around the older guys, and it just kind of shows that, when a game's on the line or in a scenario or situation where, you have to step up and, be the guy or be the bigger man.
Was there a time during camp when you kept getting going, those injuries, that you were getting frustrated, you thought maybe this wouldn't be your year, or did you believe the whole time that once you got to the regular season?
Nah, man, I had those moments, being a rookie and then you get injured, obviously you want to come in and, you want to make plays. You want to start right away. You want to, do the most you can do for your team. I think for myself, when I got injured with the ankle, the knee, it kind of set me back. I was like, man, wow, this is the kind of year I'm having. I don't think I'll come out. But, I stayed positive. I just kept my faith in God, and now I'm here.
The whole class has contributed. I mean, there's been a lot of guys from your rookie class that have made contributions this far. Could you tell pretty quickly in OTAs, minicamp, that the class collectively was going to have an impact on the season?
Oh, for sure. Obviously, with TJ, him coming out strong and doing what he's doing, now, and even James Conner before he got hurt. Obviously, the situation with Dobbs, we all know that, but I think it's going to be a great aspect for this team in the future. And, Cam Sutton just got back, and he's making an impact. So, I mean, there's so many guys, so many rookies, not only that they deserve this, but, we're all making an impact for this team.
What do they tell you guys here? Is a lot of rookies the last couple of years especially have been contributing early. Do they say, hey, you have an opportunity, you have to earn it? Is one of those things where, you have a chance, but you have to show it, or do they don't hand you anything?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's just that, you have a chance, you'll get the opportunity, and you just got to make the best out of it. In just the past history, you have Artie Burns, guys who come in, Sean Davis, guys who come in early and make, make impacts is huge. So, you just see it just based off of facts.
What did you find the most challenging about being as young as you are and playing at this level?
The most challenging, I would say, like sleep. being young, you're just up all night, just having fun. I think that, sleep has been the most challenging for me just because, I just like to be up, play video games, do what young people do, social media, and then go to bed at like 2 a.m. So I'm still trying to how to balance that out.
You call Dave over and play a lot? How recognizable are you on the street now? You walk through the South Side, people instantly recognize you?
Yeah. So me coming from California, coming from L.A., big city, coming to Pittsburgh, it's a lot smaller, obviously. I'm always, wherever I go, recognized. I mean, when I got my license and I was driving around on a Mini Cooper, people on the street like, yo, what's up, Juju? Like, congrats on your license. I'm like, wow, like, this is crazy. Going to the grocery store, always being bothered. But I think at the end of the day, you know, I embrace it. So I love it.
You mentioned Sean and even TJ. There's so many guys, starters in this team, that are under 20, 23, 24, 25 years old. Do you guys really feel like, you know, you'll be together for many years?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, my goal, my plan is to stay here and retire here, you know. And that's just my mindset. And I think, you know, the fact that, you know, majority of us are all young and we're able to, you know, play with each other for the next 8 to however many years, you know, God has planned for us. But, yeah, that's the case.
You know much about Joe Green?
I know he's in the Hall of Fame. I know he's, dude, one of the best dudes that came through here. Just recently I watched his 30 for 30 on YouTube for like 2 minutes. Not because I heard about this, but like 2 months ago. Just trying to catch up with history with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, I mean, the dude like that, I mean, who doesn't know him?
Juju, with the big, strong quarterback and the other weapons to take pressure off you, was this in a way easier than college ball?
Most definitely. My whole life, I mean, not to be, you know, cocky or anything, but I always been on a team where, you know, I had to come in early and I had to be the guy just because other guys left early. You know, I come to the Pittsburgh Steelers and there's other guys and I'm the lower. Like, I can be young and I can play the game. I can play and not to step up, you know, early to be mature. Obviously, like, yeah, I did that this season, but what I'm talking about, when you have guys like Antonio Brown, like him, like, being as, you know, a leader, you know, Big Ben, Le'Veon, like, other guys have to respect those guys first before, you know, they cover me. So with those guys being, you know, being covered, like being double teamed, it gives me the opportunity. It gives Martavis, it gives, you know, Eli, it gives the other running backs the opportunity to make plays, you know. So honestly, I would say it's a lot easier, you know, right now because, you know, those other guys are getting all the attention. But, you know, Ben makes it easier, obviously. I mean, like, nothing to Sam Darnold. Like, he did great, but. No, I had Sam Darnold and I had Cody Kessler.
Yeah,